When Ryantar dipped his tall horns in the affirmative, Luke slowly spun around and saw his body floating among a dozen others. Although it did not appear nearly as haggard and hollow-cheeked as some of those around it, the eyes were sunken, and his face looked dry and pale. To his surprise, his vac suit appeared to be mere shadow, as did all the clothes he saw. Even the walls of the meditation chamber, what little he could glimpse of them through the mass of floating mindwalkers, appeared to be nothing but shadow. "Our bodies appear more substantial than the inanimate material," Luke observed. "Is that because our bodies are imbued with the living force?" Ryantar shook his head.
"We mindwalkers come from a great many traditions. The disciples of Ragnos, the Farnassi, the Gensaari, Potentium Heretics, the Reborn, the Farseekers, the Inner Seers, and 10 dozen more. We have all brought our own understandings of the Force. That the Force is a rainbow, that it has a dark side and a light side, that it has 3 aspects or 4, that it has 2 sides and 2 aspects.
Ryantar let the sentence trail off, his voice having risen to such a level of disgust that Luke thought he might actually shout. Instead, the Godel sighed and shook his head.
"It is nonsense, all of it," he continued. "There is one force, the force, and many ways to see it."
Luke looked back to his body.
"Then my body is more substantial than my clothes because..."
"It's not,"
Ryantar pointed at it.
"Touch it."
Luke obeyed, or tried to. When he pressed his hand to the body's face, it simply sank through the cheek. The body's eyes widened in momentary alarm, but immediately grew vacant and glassy again.
"You haven't abandoned your shadow body yet,"
Ryantar said.
"There's still a tiny part of you inside, because you aren't ready to give it up entirely."
"And that part is giving it form,"
Luke surmised. He did not accept everything Ryantar claimed, but he was here to learn why Jason had fallen to the dark side, not argue force theory. He pulled his hand out of his body's face, then frowned at its sunken eyes and dry skin.
"Will that vestige of me keep my body hydrated and fed?"
"In the sense you mean, yes,"
Ryantar said, holding Luke's gaze a little too steadily.
"The Force will sustain your body for as long as you remain attached to it."
Luke cocked a brow and glanced around the chamber.
"There are a lot of starving bodies in here."
"What can I say? Many of us have lost our attachment to the Shadow World."
Ryantar looked to Luke's body.
"You have just arrived, and your attachment is still strong."
"So my body is safe?"
It was the Given, Feral, who answered.
"If you are afraid, you can always return to your body just by seeing yourself inside."
He drifted around in front of Luke, his deep-set eyes gleaming orange in the depths of his skull-like face.
"It is only leaving that is hard."
It did not escape Luke that Feral had not actually said that his body would be safe, and he felt fairly certain that Ryantar had been trying a little too hard to appear truthful when he claimed the Force would sustain his body.
"If you don't believe me, just try,"
Feral urged.
"What do you have to lose?"
"Nothing at all,"
agreed Ryantar.
"Now that we've shown you how, you can return beyond the shadows anytime you wish."
"But you won't be here to guide me,"
Luke surmised.
"I'll have to retrace Jason's steps without your help."
Ryantar shook his head.
"You have only to call us before you start."
"We'll be here waiting."
Feral turned and began to rise into the ball of purple light.
"Think on it all you like, Master Skywalker."
"There is no hurry,"
Ryantar agreed, following.
Time is an